Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's the KJ Show on WEEI. 617-779-7937. Thank you for starting your Sunday here. If you're grabbing your coffee, you're running your errands, you're listening on the Odyssey app, WEEI is what you type in if you got to run. And of course, if you're cleaning the house, because now is that time when people start to do that stuff. You can tell Alexa, hey, play WEEI Boston Sports Original, and it'll bring you right here. And just for a moment last night, I almost thought, like, this Red Sox team is going to give me a heart attack at the bottom of the eighth. I was like, oh, here we go. What? You hold on. Chapman gets the job done. Now the Red Sox can attempt to win this series against the Yankees tonight and have a winning streak. And in fairness, kind of quell some of the noise, right? Because where the Red Sox sit in the entire American League, which is kind of a big mess, it isn't that bad, despite as bad as the team has been. This is one of the weirder seasons I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of baseball. Trust me. I'm like, damn, KJ, you saw that. How old are you? I'm 32. That's how old I am. But I'm also old enough to know, like, oh, man, how long can a team ride a one horse through an entire season? And that's Garrett Crochet. And look, the guy was phenomenal considering he did get rocked in the bottom of the second, taken deep in what's really just a lunchbox. I mean, Yankee Stadium, it's got to be embarrassing. I mean, it's a fly ball home run. But Crochet really is the stopgap. Virtually this entire, like, you can go back over traces of the entire season of where it looked like it was really going to get bad for the Red Sox, and then Crochet goes out there. It either continues on a little winning streak, or it stops something that was about to get ugly or was already ugly. Like, this guy's going to get votes for MVP, and the team may have a losing record by the end of the season. Like, it's absolutely that crazy. And you'd almost say, what would this team be if there wasn't Garrett Crochet? It would be more like Walker Buehler Friday night. And no different than what the Red Sox have been doing over the last 4 or 5 years, which is, all right, if we can beat you like 7 to 5, we got a shot. But, you know, the pitching is definitely going to give up runs. And then you got someone like Crochet. Now, I don't know how those of you feel about some of these talks you've heard. I think it's really ridiculous what I'm hearing. What is the potential deal with? Why do you need another outfielder from the Padres and Fernando Tatis? Like, isn't there already enough outfielders here? And of course, the talk is, you know, look, the Abreu, Cutter Crawford, Arias, Dickey Fitz for Fernando Tatis Jr. Huh? Like, no. You need someone to help up with the Walker Buehler, Brian Bayo, the Tanner Houck, fill in the blank starting pitcher not named Crochet, Lucas Giolito problem. Like, I'm on the phone like, hey, y'all want to get rid of Dylan Cease? Like that. Because if the Red Sox had just, it feels like Tom Brady asking for one receiver in like 17, 18. If the Red Sox just had one more pitcher that was competent out there when they got their game starts, the Red Sox are probably 5 or 7 games better. And the conversation is totally different. The conversation then says, hey, despite Bregman being out, Cass is not here. The young guys are contributing. They've gone through their ups and downs. The bats are working when they work. One pitcher. Like, it is. The Red Sox are down to needing just one more guy because the other guys have added up to nothing. That's how amazing Garrett Crochet has been. Eovaldi was a little bit like that a few years ago. It was just like, okay, Eovaldi will stop the bleeding. This is stopping the hemorrhaging. I mean, even on the national broadcast, my man Jacob Lassner in here, I hate using the term behind the glass. You know what that's? You know what it always sounds like to me, Jacob? That we are on a prison call. Like, it's a prison visit. Like, Jacob is not in prison behind the glass. Do you like that term, Jacob? Jacob's behind the glass.
I mean, I like behind the board. I mean,
yeah.
I don't mind it, though. I kind of like it.
Yeah, behind. You know what? Jacob is in the building. How about that?
Love
Jacob
that.
Jacob is in the building because he's really master control, right? If you really think like this unserious show with some commentary and a lot of silliness, which is still to come, and then press the correct buttons, there's no way this show goes off without Jacob Lassner. That's how you are truth sell your producer on a show. That's how you do it. So Jacob, again, thank you for being here. You always do great work. When you
anytime.
Meet. Anytime. Well, don't say anytime because they might have you here Sunday morning, 6 a.m. KJ Show ain't coming. Hey, expanded hours. Wait, KJ Show's now 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm totally kidding. On
heck
a Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe get some of those Southern callers calling in from Washington State. I don't know. I'm totally kidding. But yeah, let's just go back to Friday and just how absolutely horrible the Walker Buehler situation continues to be. I mean, it's you're scared. Like, look, I'm scared when Giolito goes out there, because I know if I'll know how the game may go, maybe after the first 4 batters. That's a problem because I haven't even made it halfway through the lineup. Walker Buehler, it really comes down to like, how early do you hear the loud curse word off of the mound? We'll tell you when things are about to fall apart. And then with Garrett Crochet, like my real hope was like, hey, the team, its bats would allow Garrett Crochet to get in there and be able to throw as little amount of pitches, get out of the inning, save his arm, get to the middle relief without him exerting a lot of pitches. Now, I mean, granted, the pitch count, the pitches get up there. And the only concern that I do have with Crochet, let's just say, and I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but let's say it's the playoffs. The wing, one game he gets rocked, or the two, let's just say he gets touched in 2 games because it's not unusual for Crochet to get touched in a game. The Red Sox bats just suddenly disappear like, oh no, what are we going to do? Middle relief, oh no, what are we going to do? Put Wilson in there, oh no! It's, oh man, and that's what's really, really weird is it's the starting pitching again. Like all these past few years, it's been like middle relief, middle relief, middle relief. Then you realize you're like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe middle relief was getting over-relieved, and what it really has been the starters. Who's been the dominating starter over the last 3 years? Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. Chris Sale in Atlanta last year? This is what would be tough for the Red Sox moving forward, and this is why it's not so unusual about these potential talks about them on the phone with the Padres. I just don't believe it's for Fernando Tatis Jr., unless you're asking him to play some third. Like, hey, can you play some first? Because he has. Can you play some third? Because he has. Because he plays some. Like, pretty much, I need you to play the positions that Rafael Devers just won't pick up a glove for, including the one he used to play. It's just, it's an absolute domino. But the pitching is what is desperately needed, and it's so hard to find, and it's supposed to be Breslow's kind of expertise. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We'll get to your calls and texts here shortly. Still to come. I don't know, Jacob, if you were working here at the time, but I did one parody where after the parody played, management reached out to me and was like, don't ever play that again. Do you know about that one?
I don't.
Okay, that's the one that was about Bill Belichick's breasts.
Sounds electric.
Because it was back when he did that UFC workout, and I was just like, wow, Bill is like a real B cup right here. And I kind of did a song about it and had to pull it. You've never heard it again. The Red Sox parody today may get me a call from management. I'm kind of concerned about it. I might do it towards the end of the show, so that way I don't get pulled in the middle of the show. So I have a Red Sox parody ready to go. I don't know if I will get in trouble, but it may be the second parody that I'm being told by management to take, not only take down, but never to do again. Why that's still the code. So look, the Red Sox tonight can get 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, and that will have people feeling a little bit better. It will slow down the talk about Alex Cora. And then let's just say in this Tampa series, you do okay, then now suddenly the conversation like really changes. And that's why I say with the Red Sox, it's like, look, they're not completely out of it. You know, maybe Campbell is starting to turn things around. Trevor Story has shown himself to be worthy, not $25 million worthy, but worthy. But again, it does feel like when a kid's been consistently getting D's and F's and a couple of 74 papers come home, you're like, okay, I'm feeling good. But you're feeling good about C work. So you just don't know how things may turn it around. Mayer does not seem overwhelmed. I mean, what Toro's providing for you, you're like, wow, like... Navarez has kind of solved the Connor Wong situation. So there are victories going on. Roman Gonzalez back, so that's one less conversation you got to have about who's on first. So things possibly could turn around, but at the same time, I'm like, KJ, don't hold your breath, because this is the same Sox team that, you know, when, you know, you look good against the Yankees and then it could be bad, you know, for the next 2 weeks. Because if we were talking about the Yankees potentially going for a sweep, and after the bottom of the eighth last night, you're thinking like, oh boy, this could be a conversation tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Because I kind of had said, like, if this Yankee series went ugly, June 8th today would potentially be the beginning of the end date for Alex Cora, right? Like that their conversation is going. If they win tonight, this is what's crazy. I think they back off of Cora for a couple of weeks. Just because all these other teams in the AL, you know, that are not division winners only have like 33 and 32 wins, 34 wins, maybe in a situation here or there. The Red Sox have 31 wins. You're almost like, really? Does this team deserve to be the last wild card? Like, are we looking at a last wild card quality team? But this is why I say, they're almost out of it, but they're not out of it just because so many other teams are kind of playing at each other's levels. They're really beating each other up. It just seems that the Red Sox seem to be like one of the few teams that actively beat themselves up. 617-779-7937. Get to some of your Red Sox texts next. Plus, still to come, we got to talk about the Bruins. I got to give it to Don Sweeney and to Cam Neely. I knew this was coming with their new hire for their head coach, but right now it's time to trade.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And with Jacob Lassner. KJ Show on your Sunday, WEEI. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you're doing well. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock with Dan Ball and then Travis Thomas. What? Is this February here on a Sunday? I'm totally kidding. Yeah, so you got a full lineup here. Red Sox game is tonight. That's Roman Anthony hitting a 495-foot shot, 497, something like that. Like, this guy is what more conversation around the Red Sox is than what the Red Sox are actually doing. Like, all the conversation around the Red Sox is almost kind of like, oh boy, when is the shoe going to drop? When this one is like, when is this guy's shoe going to be put on? 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. We'll get more into the conversation with the Red Sox. Jacob, what do you have on the text line?
I agree that the Sox are looking for a top line pitcher. Do the Sox make a blockbuster move for Paul Skeens?
Oh, that's a good question, right? Because just in the last break, I was talking about, like, why would you be on the phone with the Padres about Fernando Tatis when you already have 48 outfielders and you've got an outfielder 45 minutes down the road hitting 500-foot bombs and playing Lou Gehrig on MLB The Show 2008, you know? Yeah, there's no reason to go get another field player. You know, you need to go get pitching. But Paul Skeens, you just hear that with Roman Anthony, right? You just hear that cut and you're like, huh, is this what the Sox are really up to? You know, if you look at a situation like Pittsburgh, you know, you're like, okay, this is a team that clearly ownership is not really looking to fund its team. It is just looking for something for people to do between April and July 4th. Like, after July 4th, nobody's going to the Pirates games. They're not in it. It's not competitive. You know, O'Neill Cruz can only come up to the, he can only come and bat four times a game. Skeens can only pitch every 4 days. You're not putting any product out there that's going to have people come out there daily. Unless you got all these young guys that you can help see grow, your ownership is like, oh, they're young and I don't have to really pay them. At one point, I was like, there's no way they would give up Paul Skeens. But from a business perspective, You see that they're not building stuff around Paul Skeens. And I'm sure Major League Baseball, even though they don't have a hand in it, they don't want someone like Paul Skeens to just kind of, you know, just kind of just loathe in Pittsburgh and not be seen, you know, on some regional sports channel that's blacked out 48,000 times out of 49,000 times a season. Like, you don't want your best product to be sitting in a quagmire, and that's Pittsburgh. Though I would never say that Major League Baseball specifically wants people or players on big-name teams. They'll just allow for illegal deferments like the Dodgers, right? So if the Dodgers can get away with moving money 50 years down the road, I'm sure there's a way they would say, you know what, Paul Skeens will be best served to go to a bigger team where there's a rabid fan base, they're there every day, and paired up with Crochet would look very, that'd be a very nice pairing. If you had Crochet and Skeens as your 1-2, what could this Red Sox team not be? So I think at some point they are looking for a top-line pitcher. And I think this is why all this accumulation of these young guys are kind of a hint of what they may be up to. All right, one more text, and then we'll continue the conversation on the Red Sox.
All right, we've got, what is Breslow doing? Roman Anthony is the biggest story behind Crochet. Do you think the Sox are looking to trade him for some pitching?
Oh, man, that just walks right into my last thought, right? Like, are you building up Roman Anthony to potentially be the superstar for some other team, right? Because if you're the Red Sox and you're like, okay, I've got a log jam in the outfield, and even bringing Roman Anthony up to the big leagues is not going to help my pitching. You know, maybe you look at a team like Texas, right? So here's the other side of it. Texas, who went and overspent, but it got into the World Series a couple years ago. Now they're just a bad team and they're kind of overbloated. Maybe you look at a Patrick Corbin, like, watch this, in his last outing, complete game loss. Like, do you know how sexy that sounds right there? A complete game and it's still a loss. So you say, hey, what if you put some of these young pieces, relieve some of the burden for the Rangers? I don't know if Anthony could be that guy. You just never know. I would be kind of worried about, like, Roman Anthony potentially coming back to burn you in the playoffs. But you may look at that. Like, Kyle Teal right now is, I think he's up. He's already made it to the White Sox 25-man roster. So maybe some of these younger guys, you're like, okay, we can make a deal to bring them, you know, to send them, say, to like a Texas. You bring back a frontline pitcher who's already ready to go, because you're going, because the Red Sox are going to have to address, like, at the end of this season, does Bayo have a real future? What is Houck really? You know, Cutter Crawford kind of blowing in the wind. Some of these guys who you were thinking, like, hey, once their innings pick up, they'll become better pitchers. They would have known how to navigate. Lucas Giolito. I mean, look, imagine Lucas Giolito, what you've seen this year overall. He was supposed to be the stopgap last year. You remember that? Like, so imagine if you were seeing that last year. Well, one may say that you wouldn't be seeing Lucas Giolito this year. But the Red Sox, I think, are now down to the point of, like, okay, we have to go, we have to do the superstar pitching thing again. You just have to. The diamonds in the rough, they get roughed up. Or their stuff is good for the first 30 to 45 pitches. Now, back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, okay, 45 pitches? You might be getting us into the, right at the 40. You might be able to get us through three innings with 45 pitches. Man, these guys are coming out of the first inning, you know, giving up 22 pitches, 25 pitches. And you're like, this just cannot sustain. And then when you're dealing now in an analytic society with pitching, like, oh, no, we got to stop you at 85. I'm like, what is this guy? What is this, Little League Baseball, the Little League World Series? You know, so you want to go get a couple of horses. You want to have a couple of horses out there. You know with Crochet that, okay, even though this guy's coming off of Tommy John surgery, no ill effects from that. He is going to run some counts 3-2, but his stuff. But at the same time, he'll have a guy looking at three straight pitches. Where these other guys, you're like, oh gosh, if he goes 3-2 with this guy, he might go 4-0 to the next guy, or 3-2 to the next guy. You know, you're praying for a ground ball to show up within these next couple of guys. you need to go get horses. I think if the Red Sox are going to be at this situation where, look, you do have some things in place, right? Duran is not a high-priced player. Abreu is not a high-priced player. Story is overpaid, and that is a concern because you're like, how do you move that contract? But if he continues to move in the right direction, you're like, okay, we will take serviceable because at least at this point, and knock on wood, Trevor Story is still in the lineup and hasn't been taken out of it, right? So that's the other part of it is, hey, despite what Trevor Story hasn't been doing, the other alternative was Trevor Story wasn't here. Yoshida, gosh, has he changed his cell phone number? Like, so you have low-cost options to allow you to go spend big money for another pitcher, right? Like, you didn't spend the biggest money when you locked up Crochet. So that's probably the smartest move was like, whoa, I think it's like 5 for $145, something like somewhere in there. It sound about right, Jacob, somewhere like that. It's like 5 for $145 for whatchamacallit, for Crochet.
Yeah.
So you get him off the market and he's been showing that he's marketable. But now what's so key is he needs another horse on that staff with him. Like, Crochet, obviously, the stud of the staff. I mean, you go get Patrick Corbin, and you get two nasty guys out there from the left side. Shoot, all those right hand batters not being able to get around, and if anything, deep fly. Let me do my Will Fleming deep fly to Sedin. And about 405 feet. He's so good out there. Yeah, I mean, guys are not going to get around, and those balls on the right from the right side are just going to get there. You won't be able to get around to get to the wall. All those balls will go to right and dead center. No man's land. Like, this is where you probably have to start thinking if you're Craig Breslow, I need to go get a couple of horses. I need another horse because clearly these guys who are here can't get it done. And maybe you pick up some ancillary pieces if you move one of these other pitchers. But then the other part of it is like, you know, is it better than what you get in return? Is it going to be better what you get rid of? You know, like if you move Bayo, are you going to get something coming back better than Bayo? You move Houck, is something better than Houck coming back? Okay, if you don't know that, go get another horse. Some of these other guys just, hey, welcome to middle relief, where you're only expected to do a couple innings. So those great first 1-2 innings that you guys used to have as starters, that's all you need to do for today, and that's it. I think this is where this is starting to head with this pitching staff. And so maybe that's why you keep Roman Anthony down at AAA. One, because your outfield is stacked. And two, are you on the phone? Because I'll tell you right now, if I'm another team, I'm visualizing Roman Anthony on the programs at my stadium, and he doesn't cost a lot, and he can hit 500-foot balls. Oh, my franchise, I can get a reset, Pittsburgh. Oh my gosh, I could put him next to Aroldis Garcia out there in the outfield and get a new Texas. This is probably why you don't call up Roman Anthony, because what if you call him up and those 500-foot balls become 90-foot grounders all the time? Like, you want to make sure you want to keep the veil over what's super sexy. Everybody wants, everybody's thought, this, oh man, beautiful, beautiful. Let another team marries, they could find out that they don't cook or clean. Or that they can mash, and that's okay. But he wasn't going to be the savior here. I just think that the biggest problem with the big club in terms of the Red Sox is its highest paid player and its longest tenured player has no interest in being even an assistant manager, let alone a leader. This guy can't even be a shift manager. Devers is not cut out to be a shift manager at this point. You almost say, like, if a fight broke out between two players in the dugout, does Rafael Devers break it up, or does he just continue to with his thing of chew, just watch it? There's no leadership there, right? And Bregman, like, that's the other conundrum, right? When Bregman comes back, let's just say it may be fair enough to say, because I think his 2021 season showed that after the injury, he was just really just kind of catching up because he was coming off the injury. Well, now it's the other quad, and when he comes back, granted, if he comes back looking like what Bregman used to look like when he was in Houston at the beginning of the season, then the Sox are really in trouble because he's got the option to come back next year. So he could say, yeah, I'm coming back. And if he doesn't come back, you think Raffy runs the third? So maybe you're like, okay, the only way I can solve that mess is go get myself another top frontline starter to pair with Crochet. A guy who, like, you can't miss, can't figure, you don't have to figure out too much. Just like, here's the ball, go do your thing. I just saw that Corbin in his last start. Complete game loss. what? Complete game? Yeah, saying that with a Red Sox pitcher, who, like, you would say, like, oh, wow, they let Crochet, like, go all the way through. Like, if you could get a guy here that could do that, still have Crochet be what he is going to be, you would definitely have to say, in any series, as long as those two pitchers fall into that series, the Red Sox are going to win two games. Or the Red Sox, in those two games, would have either had the lead or the middle relief blew it. That's how small the change can be to turn around this entire team. So, yeah, I really believe that I think the big play with Roman Anthony is there a team that's watching everything that's going on? Because, look, I mean, this guy is putting out hits like Michael Jackson's Thriller. I mean, the Roman Anthony tape has been more impressive than pretty much anything outside of Crochet and maybe Devers last month. But in terms of Roman Anthony is a bigger story than the big club is right now. I don't think he should, like, okay, from a fan perspective, I'd love to see what he could do for this club and mash and be the hero for this club moving forward. But I think the reality is, okay, you had no takers for Yoshida. That's 19 a year. You've got Trevor Story at $25 million a year at short. You're holding on to that. You've got Devers locked up at $35 million. And this guy, I mean, you couldn't ask him to take out the trash 10 minutes before the trash truck is coming to the house. Like, he's not going to do it. Then you just gave Bregman a haul. And now you have to see how much he can provide when he comes back. And what does that mean for these other future guys, right? That's probably why you lock up Campbell right away. You're like, okay, let's just go anywhere we can take care of low money, we're going to do it. But with Roman Anthony, you're like, oh, man. What do we do? If Abreu didn't win, let's say Abreu didn't win the Gold Glove last year in right field, probably Anthony's here. Abreu's an easy trade. Now, I'm not saying that Abreu still isn't tradable assets, but if I'm another team that's, let's say I'm trying to give up Paul Skeens. As much as I love Willie Abreu as a player, he's not getting, you know, a bunch of fifth graders to wear, you know, the mock jersey to school. It would be someone like Roman Anthony, young kid, American, and it's not anything against someone who's not American, but, you know, Americans tend to like Americans a little more when it comes to their merchandise. That's why, like, there's more shirts of Caitlin Clark sold than there are tickets sold to WNBA games. There's this thing about liking Americans. Roman Anthony can be that guy who's the star that resurrects a franchise. He's the guy that they would give, when it's time for him to get that money, $50, $55 million a year. Okay, may not be in Pittsburgh. But yet, things could change. Right? So that's what's so sexy about Roman Anthony to so many other clubs around the league is, wow, if we can get that guy here at a real price that we can just kind of ride for ourselves. Like, think about it. Like, and not so much the Royals because they figured it out, but like if you're the Rangers, I don't know what the Angels really can offer up to you, right? Like the Angels were probably a team that you would deal with 5 years ago. But like the Rangers are a team that you would say like they would want to unload salary. I mean, you're not going to trade with the Orioles, obviously, but they don't even have anything that, you know, that their ownership is trying to go on the cheap. Yeah, Pirates, Reds, and the Reds have a better record than the Red Sox. It's funny. Even the Diamondbacks, right, where they say, okay, you know what? Maybe we're not really kind of built for what's going on in the NL West. Do you move off your guy? These are all real possibilities that would make sense for the Red Sox. Maybe not so much for the Red Sox fan, but for the Red Sox. All right, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. It's the KJ Show, the Sunday edition. Next, got bets to the future. And an interesting thing of... I'll tell you about it next here on W...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B-E-I. Yeah! Energy Sunday, KJWEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for being here. Honestly, it's been a weird week for me. Had to head down to North Carolina. One of my best friends passed away. He was a city councilman. And it's kind of amazing when you learn more about your friends, even if you don't know their extended family. It turns out, like, my really good friend and his uncle Well, his uncle and my uncle were the best of friends. And his uncle ended up being a star at the University of Michigan back in the day when they went to the Final Four. I'm not talking Chris Webber. I'm talking like years and years ago, like before I think there were 64 teams. And turns out like, a guy named Wayman Britt, and he's the award for the best defensive player every year given to a person on the University of Michigan's team is given the Wayman Britt Award. Raymond Britt, ironically, would then go into public service and become like a city council or government council for the county there. And it turns out his nephew does virtually the same thing. So, yeah, I guess a tough lesson I learned this week is, man, really, it's true that the good die young. And that some of the nastiest people in the world, that's how they get to live. But also at the funeral, Jacob, I don't know if, I hope you haven't had to go to too many funerals, because I think that, what are you, Boys in the Hood, is... When you get these funeral programs, and my buddy Marlon was, when they eulogized him, it was like a big-sized, almost magazine-sized program. Like, it was big like that. It wasn't like 10 pages, but it was big like that. And so, of course, at funerals, you know, people might say, hey, can I look at your program? You know, can I look at the program real quick? And so, for me, I knew this is something I was going to keep. I was going to seal and everything. I wasn't trying to fold it. So I hand this to this person next to me. They could look at it. And sure enough, they start folding it off the crease wrong. I'm like, snatch that bag. I might have been wrong doing that, but yeah, I'm like, you're not going to mess up my buddy's funeral program here by folding it five different ways. Like, no. So, you know, cherish those that you love and that are close to you. You just never know when they're going to go, and how they go can make it even tougher. So I know it's Sunday, and they're like, damn, KJ, you're supposed to bring the energy. But I think it's important to be vulnerable and share what you're thinking. All right, 617-779-7937. Been talking Red Sox. If you missed any of the show, the Odyssey app is free. You can go back and rewind and play the KJ show. Talked about last night's game in this Yankee series. And then what does it look like for the future of Roman Anthony? And is Anthony potentially a move piece? Talked about the Padres conversations allegedly that have been going on and how those don't make sense unless it's for something else. All that you can pick up at the Odyssey app, AUDACY, type in WEEI. All right, let's get to a text message. Then I got something crazy I've seen, and then we'll get the best to the future. What you got, Jacob?
I am laughing my ass off at the Red Sox right now. Aaron Boone is going to keep his job longer than Cora. Cora looks like he doesn't even want to be here anymore.
Oh, that must be, it's got to be a Yankee fan text. I guess what's kind of crazy is that might be true. Like, Aaron Boone, what has he won as the Yankees manager? Anybody know? Nothing. Like, him and Cora pretty much been in the job about the same amount of time, if not the same year. I think 17, they both got there in their jobs. Cora's won one already and almost got to another and may be gone quicker than Boone, who's been to nothing. I don't know what that says. Either more, well, again, the Heim Bloom situation, right, is clear. Heim Bloom and Brian Cashman are not equals, right? So I think a lot of it has to do with the stability that you have upstairs. And look, I'm not one to pat the bat for the Yankees for anything. But the way they have pivoted from Juan Soto has been impressive. Like, damn, can't the Red Sox do something like that? You know, like, hey, the Red Sox also had to make a pivot from Juan Soto, too, because they didn't get Juan Soto and literally kind of got left in the dust. All right, more of your text coming as well as your call, 617-779-7937. Still to come, what a masterclass Sweeney and Cam Neely have pulled off by hiring Strum. Like, this is Sturm, I'm sorry. It's it's what I predicted would happen. It's the proverbial, you know, does bear... whatever, stick to rabbit's fur. Like, Sturm's about to find out how thick the fur is. That's still to come. Plus, the NBA Finals and the NBA, I have to make an apology to. That's still to come next hour. And then the parody that I'm scared to play. So, Jacob, I came across probably one of the coolest memes, considering I'm really a person who hates stats when you over put them in baseball. Like speaking of Aaron Boone, he let one of the guys from John Boy have it when the guy said RBI. And he said, you know, Aaron Judge has 50 RBI. He's like, bro, it's RBIs or ribbies. Like, just RBIs, home run, and batting average used to be all you really needed to know. Once you started doing, what is it when he swings and what is his slugging and his on base and OPPS and pregnancy and I like
WOBA.
Oh my gosh, WAR. What is it good for? Like I've always wondered, like wins against the replacement. What if the guy's in the same position from the year before to next? Like wouldn't the wins be above replacement be zero if it's the same person? Like all these other things. But here's something fascinating that I found. It says, okay, the name of the team, how many of those things really exist in the world? So, for example, the Pittsburgh Pirates, there are actually 1,500. It claims there are 1,500 Pirates in the world. How about Rangers, the Texas Rangers? There's 172 Rangers in Texas. Or the Houston Astros, Astro short for astronaut. There's 48 of those. So here's some of the ones that I found out pretty interesting. So for the Blue Jays, there are 17 million Blue Jays in existence. Marlins, 6,500. Bear Cubs, 150,000. How about the Oakland Athletics, which are just now the Athletics? People who play a sport, 265 million. San Diego Padres, Spanish-speaking fathers, there are 225 million of those. White Sox, 15 billion. There are 15 billion pairs of White Sox in the world. How many Red Sox, pair of Red Sox, do you think there are in the world, Jacob, according to this?
10 billion.
That's a good guess, because I would have thought it would have been higher. It only has it as 100 million pairs of Red Sox. I think they're kind of shorting, because if you have 15 billion White Sox, wouldn't you think there would at least be 1 or 2 billion pair of Red Sox? Doesn't that, wouldn't you think that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Yankees, which is a person from the Northeast USA, which is correct, 57.6 million. So technically, and this is what's absolutely crazy, New Englanders are actually considered Yankees on the world scale, like which is the most offensive thing when you think of it, right? So we're all considered Yankees up in this part. Seattle Mariners, there are 40 million boat drivers. But here are the best ones. One is Rays. There's an infinite amount of Rays in the world. Infinite, right? There's no way you could count it. Angels, no guess. Cleveland statue. There's eight statues in Cleveland for the Guardians. Persons over 7 feet tall, the San Francisco Giants, 2,800 people in the world over 7 feet. The Dodgers, it's for Trolley Dodger. That's zero. But then again, I would say if you saw the news last night, I think that number is probably at least going up to 15 or 20. And then one of them I think they have wrong. The Minnesota Twins, which the Twins represents the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, they claim it's only one. I would argue, like, no, they're the Twins. There's more than one Twins in the world. Do I post this to? Nah, I don't go through all that. It's Sunday morning. I'm not going to post this to Facebook or our Facebook page or Twitter or anything like that. All right. I looked at some numbers at BetMGM. I know we'll get to football talk, but here's some NFL numbers and bets to the future that you may want to check out. Hit it, Jacob.
You're up right now. Ride it out.
Too many mouthes. You mean bet?
Yeah. How about 10?
Seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
Not 10,000. $10.
Yeah. The future. So while NFL camps are going on and Aaron Rodgers finally decides to take a job that's going to probably cost Mike Tomlin his, this is a good time to start looking at futures in terms of your NFL bets, because the numbers are going to come down as the season goes on. Some of the surprises that are going to pop up, their numbers will come down. So I'll go through things from like Super Bowl winners, how the Patriots will finish, and even some individuals. So let's start with the Super Bowl winner. The Eagles are 6.5-1 to favorite, followed by the Ravens at 7-1, the Bills 7.5-1, the Chiefs at 8-1, Lions 10-1, 49ers 11-1, Bengals 20-1, same thing with the Rams at 20-1, and the Commanders at 20-1. Instead of saying, yeah, look at the Eagles at 6.5, I would say take a look at the Lions at 10-1, only because if it comes to, like, leagues are always about, like, the teams that almost made it and then were able to get over the hump the next year. So if you have an NFC winner this year of the Super Bowl, again, I think it would end up, it could end up being the Lions where the Eagles are, you know, you might start to see some cracks in them. The Commanders at 20-1 is someone I would also look at as a team I look at as well, because they have built up, and again, they're the ones that get to see the Eagles twice in a season, possibly a third time in the playoffs. And it was a pretty competitive game. I think 1 year better with Jaden Daniels. 20-1 is something I would look out for when it comes to the Commanders. AFC Championship winner, Ravens 3.5-1. Same thing with the Chiefs. Bills 3.75-1. Bengals 10-1. Chargers 12-1. Broncos 15-1. Texans 15-1. Why? They're the invitational team. Steelers at 22-1 and the Dolphins at 28-1. Just because Aaron Rodgers is on the Steelers, they're now 22-1 shot of winning. You're kidding me. If there's a sleeper team in there, I would watch out for it would be the Bengals, right? All those numbers they put up last year and just all those losses can turn into a bunch of wins at 10-1. Remember, the Bengals won the AFC just a few years ago virtually with the same roster. I think they could be. That's a sleeper team I would look at 10-1. How about this? AFC East finishing position. With having the Bills 1, I take the Patriots at 2, plus money, plus 190. Now, there's better plus money if them finishing 4th, but I think there's a consensus that it's either the Dolphins or the Patriots that finish 2nd in the AFC East. I say it's the Patriots.
What about Justin Fields?
You're getting right into my AFC East exact outcome. Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, that's plus 250. Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots, 4th, that's 750. Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, which I think is the order, at plus 270. Then you start getting into some crazy ones like Bills, 1, Jets, 2, Patriots, 3, Dolphins, 4th. That's the craziest at 12-1. So at plus 270, almost 3-1, Bills first, Patriots second, Dolphins third, Jets fourth. So does that tell you how I feel about Justin Fields there? Here's the story about the Patriots that I find very fascinating, and this is where I say numbers are very key. If you say the Patriots' regular season win total will be under 8.5, that puts you at almost even money. I think that's too low. I think they win more than 8 games. I do not think this is an 8-9 team. However, the next place you can take is over 10.5. Like, they just skip over 9.5 at plus 240. Whew. Do I think the Patriots could win 11 games? Everything will have to go static perfect for that to happen. But hey, it's my team. So, plus 240, Patriots to win over 10.5 games. Will the Patriots make the playoffs? Watch this. No, minus 190, yes, plus 155. You can get plus money saying that the Patriots will make the playoffs. I think that's a layup right there. Teams with the fewest regular season wins, Saints at 4-1, Browns 4.5-1, Giants 7-1, Jets 8.5-1. Titans 10-1, Raiders 14-1, Panthers 16-1, Colts 18-1, Cowboys 18-1. Boy, there's some Cowboys hate right there. Do you know who I think Jacob is going to have the least amount of regular season wins this year?
Who would that be?
The Indianapolis Colts. If you told me that you've got a tweak between Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, I'd just say you're just trying to figure out how are you going to lose and how badly you're going to lose. Yeah, so that's a sleeper right there. The Colts with the worst record at 18-1 at BetMGM. MVP for the NFL. Lamar Jackson 5.5-1. Joe Burrow 8-1. Josh Allen 8-1. Joe Burrow 6-1. Josh Allen 6-1. Patrick Mahomes 6.5-1. Jaden Daniels 8.5-1. Justin Herbert 20-1. It's Jaden Daniels, especially if the Commanders show themselves to be dominant. Let's say they beat the Eagles in the regular season. Have a higher seed. I think it's a continuation of the story. I think Jaden Daniels may be the MVP just because of Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. Rookie of the Year. Omarion Hampton, I'm going to pick it up him at 14-1. Tyler Show at 15-1. Keyshawn Judkins, 20-1. Travion Henderson, 20-1. Take Travion Henderson at 20-1 because the receiving core of the Patriots is nothing great. A lot of concentration on Stephon Diggs. And if you remember Mac Jones' first year, what did he have? Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson as his 1-2 punch. Harris rushed for over 1,000 yards. I think either Henderson or Ramondre gets to 1,000 yards this year, with Henderson definitely having at least 40 catches. That's my sleeper right there. Travion Henderson, 20-1 to win Rookie of the Year, because I think the Patriots end up in the playoffs, and that's part of the story. And AP Coach of the Year, Ben Johnson, 6.5-1. Mike Vrabel, 7.5-1. I think it's Vrabel at 7.5-1. I don't think Chicago's going to be who they look to be on paper. And that is bets to the future here on the KJ Show. The new hire, the new guy in town. The Bruins talk next here on WEEI.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.